The National Art School has been running their queer contemporary event for the last 5 years, generally to coincide with the Mardi Gras, but this year it's a special bumper edition for World Pride, including multiple exhibitions, pop-up installations, Dyke Bar, partnerships with Qtopia and the Bobby Goldsmith Foundation, and so much more. To keep us up to date on what is happening at NAS, we have Sarah Hibbs, Sydney World Pride Program Producer at the National Art School in Darlinghurst, joining us on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning, Sarah.
Hello, good morning, Danny. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much for taking the time to rock on into the studios. There are quite a few shows and events happening at the National Arts School. To break it down one by one, first in the main gallery, an exhibition called Braving Time, Contemporary Art in Queer Australia. What can we expect to see there?
Well, you're right, Danny. There's so much on offer at the National Arts School for Sydney World Pride this year. And within NASA's main gallery, Richard Perham has curated a really beautiful exhibition for us called Braving Time, Contemporary Art in Queer Australia. It's a really expansive survey of contemporary queer art, and he's brought together a really diverse selection of LGBTQIA plus artists who have really worked at the fore of queer protest and creative expression. And it's multi-generational. It features an incredible array of artists and works of over 30 Australian artists, including Viv Binns, William Yang, Tony Albert, Athena Thebus, and so many more. It's a really wonderful selection of work. I really recommend you get down there and check it out.
You got an installation called Eulogy for a Dyke Bar, which I think might be short some bouncer stuff because they let producer Eleanor in on the weekend. tell us a bit about this installation.
Well, it's a fantastic work. It's the NAS Cafe has been transformed into an artwork called Eulogy for the Dyke Bar by American artist Macon Reed. It's in partnership with NAS, UNSW Galleries and Sydney World Pride. It's fitted out in the style of bygone lesbian bars, and it prompts us to ask, why is this a eulogy? What has happened to our lesbian spaces, and why is it that they're closing? And I think there are a lot of factors that we can point to, like gentrification and the wage gap, but also the changing needs of our communities. And I think the artwork asks us to imagine what kind of queer and alternative community spaces do we want to create moving forward, and how can we create safer and more inclusive queer spaces.
And it doesn't stay static either, so a different theme.
Yeah, that's right. So last week we had some really wonderful community-led programming. So Dykes on Mics was spectacular, led by karaoke enthusiast Salotti Tawale. And this week we have four more nights of programming every day from Tuesday to Friday from 5 till 10 p.m. for our Dykes and Dyke allies. Tomorrow night we have an in-conversation on BDSM and kink spaces, led by Gala Vanting and Mistress Tokyo. Wednesday we have two panel conversations, DIY Dykes and Queer Futures. Thursday we have a poetry and open mic night led by Wiradjuri poet and artist Jazz Money. And Friday is our finissage party with performances by Demon Derriere, Papi Chulo, Sexy Galaxy, and music from DJ Crescendo.
That is really awesome. So obviously sort of the Dyke Bar is not sort of something, they're not the same everywhere you go. You've got a different element there.
That's
every
right.
night, and all of them are so very different and awesome. And it's not the only installation happening either. You've got Ward 17 installation. What's that one about?
Yeah, Ward 17 installation. It's an incredibly moving exhibition created in partnership with Qtopia. Curator Liz Bradshaw's, I guess, taken us on a journey back in time to revisit Australia's first dedicated HIV unit in Australia, Ward 17 South at St Vincent's Hospital. And she's used archival video and photography, as well as objects like the original Ward 17 nurse's door and one of the hospital beds. And it's a really remarkable and poignant insight into Sydney's response to the HIV epidemic, which was internationally groundbreaking. It's heartbreaking, but definitely worth taking the time to experience and learn more about this period in our history.
And lastly, will the Art Phoenix fundraiser teach me how to draw?
I don't think so. I'm sorry. No, I don't think so. But you will get the chance to purchase an original artwork. So the fundraiser is a culmination of drawing workshops led by the wonderfully talented Luke Thurgate for members of the Bobby Goldsmith Foundation community living with HIV. BGF is Australia's longest running HIV charity. And this Friday, the 3rd of March, you'll have the opportunity to purchase one of these drawings. And 100% of the proceeds go directly back to the artist who who created the work. So it's a really wonderful initiative.
Absolutely wonderful. So much going on at the National Art School at the moment. For people that didn't catch everything we were discussing just then, where's the best place for them to go and check it out?
Yeah, that's right. So go to the National Art School's website. You can check out all the details there.
And indeed, you can not only just go to check stuff out as part of this, you can sign up and do some courses yourself.
Absolutely.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
My pleasure. Thanks, Danny.